You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. And in our first conversation today, we're going to find out about truly a one-of-a-kind optional program offered here in the Juno School District, the Tlingit Language, Culture, and Literacy Program. You're listening to the sounds of students from the program giving a full-throated demonstration of what they've been learning. This is from a Language Summit performance in 2018 called Voices of Our Ancestors, voices that not too long ago were thought to be fading forever. And joining us now to talk about that, Molly Box, principal at Harborview Elementary, and Jessica Chester, whose Tlingit name is Segut. She teaches Tlingit language and culture. Gunashchish for being here with us now. And Molly, I want to start with you. And perhaps you can tell us where this program lives in the district and what families might consider if they're interested in this program.
Hi there. Yes, my name is Molly Box, and I'm the principal at Harborview Elementary School in TCLL. And if folks are interested in the TCLL program, there's lots of information available on our website at Harborview. We also have two Facebook pages, one for Harborview and specific to TCLL. And on the Juno School District website, there's also information available. We have an application process, and it's underway right now, and this particular program is open and free to all students, K through 5, regardless of where you live in Juno and Douglas. And one exciting change this year is that we have optional busing available for our program, which is a great change because that provides anybody anywhere with transportation to Harborview School for our TCL program. So that's pretty exciting.
That's really important to be able to get there.
Yeah.
That's probably a reason that a lot of parents don't take advantage of it.
It has been a barrier for families in the past. Yes, absolutely. I was just going to say that our applications are due on April 23rd. And that process, you can find the application on all of those different websites. And sometimes there is a lot to read through. And so I just want to offer that anybody that clicks in to check out that application or wants more information about the program, the easiest thing sometimes is just to pick up the phone and give us a call. There's lots of people in the Harborview office and myself and from the TCL team that can help families who are interested. And our phone number is 523-1850. And we can help folks with that application process. Like I said, there's kind of you have to read through quite a bit and fill that out. And those are due again on April 23rd.
All right. Well, Jessica, how long have you been teaching Tlingit at Harborview?
I started in 2007 with the TCLL program. At the time, I was working with Nancy Douglas and Kitty Eddy. And Patty McNeil, they're the ones who started the program in 2001. And so I've been here for a while now, teaching Tlingit. The program has changed over the years. When I was first hired, I was the only language teacher. And now we have a grant with Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. And so now we have a full-time Tlingit language teacher in each classroom. So this year, I am in the second and third grade classroom teaching with my brother, Hans Chester. We have Josh Jackson in kindergarten and first grade with Cora Bontrager, and it's so exciting. My first year here, Cora was a fifth grade student, and so she graduated from high school, and she went and she graduated from college, came back and showed interest in teaching Tlingit, and she's doing amazing things this year down there. She really remembers what the program was about and all the fun things she did when she was in the program, and she's really incorporating those activities with language lessons. In fourth and fifth grade, we have Michelle Martin, who is working with Sikinya Sydney, who's from the interior. So it's awesome to have a big mix of language teachers.
Boy, that is really exciting. The last time I visited your school was when David Katzik and Selena Everson were working with the children. They've since passed on. But what really struck a chord with me was this phrase that David kept using to the children, calling them noble children. Noble children. Yeah. You know, that is, to me, a powerful concept that must come from the language.
Yeah, it does. Anyatk Usani is one thing he used to always say, noble children of the land. And so really knowing that we came from the land and respecting it and being able to live in harmony with it and using our language to learn the academics that we need to learn as a kindergartner, first grade, second grade, you know, all those standards we have, we address them through the language and culture and really come at a come at it as, how do we respect the world? So Grandpa David always said, if you learn about it, you will respect it. So if we learn about the trees, you'll start respecting the trees. You'll know why they need to grow. You know why we need to have them. If you learn about the fish, you'll respect the fish. You'll respect their homes. So really learning to respect our world and our lives.
Well, but that idea of noble children, I think if we as a society treated children as if they were noble, that it would be a different place.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I've seen that with our children coming in and maybe they're not feeling as comfortable coming into a school setting and just really working on it. Oh, goodness, sheesh. Yes, really working on... Sorry, my little guy's talking to me. Hold on, Charlie. I'm on the radio. I apologize. My guy's in second grade and he's in here with me. I got a little lost there. I apologize.
Oh, I see him on Zoom.
Yeah.
Because we join our guests, although you hear them on the radio on Zoom, and I just saw him pop in behind you.
Yeah. And so really, I forgot what I was saying, but I do want to mention that we do have an elder in each classroom also. And that's all from our grant. We've partnered with the Alaska Heritage Institute.
Well, Molly, so what's it like to be associated with all of this that's going on? Because it's not every school, very few of them, I imagine, that have elders involved.
Absolutely. It's, first of all, just a privilege. And I've learned so much in the last 2 years as the principal, and I can't tell you what a great group our TCLL team is, and they bring such experience with them, and the whole TCLL program is really like a family. You know, they have connections inside and outside of school, and that connection and that community feeling is really important to their program. You know, they do a lot of activities outside of school. You know, they collect tea every year, and they do blueberry picking, and they just have, they really, their curriculum is built around the culture, the oral traditional stories, and those Tlingit values. And so it's just, I can't really describe in a short period of time how much I've learned, and just feel privileged to be a part of it. It's very exciting because things are growing and moving in a great direction as well.
Well, we'll have to come back sometime and maybe have one of the elders join us and talk about this very special program that does some amazing things. But maybe, Jessica, you could tell us kind of what parents can expect to have their kids know by the time they finish this program.
So when it was just me teaching, my goal for fifth graders leaving in the Tlingit language to be able to read and write in Tlingit. So they could hear whatever they hear in Tlingit, they would be able to write it down. They could get any resources and be able to read it. However, that was just me as one language teacher. Now that there's a language teacher in each class, we are growing our language program. And the goal right now is to work towards fluency. And with the new grant that we have, really, the goal is to work towards dual language. So eventually, our academics will be taught in Tlingit language. Right now, we have a 30 to 45 minute language class, depending on the schedule in each classroom, where they get direct language instruction. And then they get mini language lessons on our different themes throughout the day. So currently, right now, we were learning herring and sentences about Asa Yawaha, who eats herring? And so kids were going through the different animals. They need chalk, yawaha. The eagle eats herring. And then we got into some silly sentences like, Nadokke yawaha, does the table eat herring? And so it was really fun, especially because we're just coming back into school the last few weeks. And so being able to be with the kids and then have them put all those little pieces together that they've been learning all year and, you know, really creating conversation around herring and herring eggs has been really fun this year.
Oh, boy. So. Well, I snagged a little clip from a YouTube video where the kids from the school were presenting dancing, singing, as well as speaking to the elders that were gathered at this language summit. And so I just want to play a little of this clip so you can hear what the kids sound like.
Shaya Aldeneki, Anya Kusani, Ganashish Kle Kuchnachari. Ach sanihas, ach ahas teki na. Ach ikuhas tekwedi. Kukeshu chat duasak. Yech nachatati, cheni di ayachat, an chat hit han, angun kwan.
Obviously, the audience approves of his pronunciation.
Yeah, he did really good. That was Tyler Frisbee. I believe he's in, oh my goodness, seventh grade this year, I think.
Wow.
And so that was a few years ago. He's originally from Angoon, and he was just a little guy who came to us and really just held on to that language and grasped it. And you can see it when you when he dances, that he just really carries the culture within his heart.
And so you can hear it. You can hear it in his voice.
Yeah.
There's power in that. So before we run out of time, we got to give people the basics of what they need to know if they want to enroll their children in this program. So Molly, how do they find out more? Is there an opportunity coming up?
There sure is. We're having an open house, and you know, because of COVID, we're doing Zoom style. And we'll be posting that Zoom link on our website and in our calendars and on our Facebook page. And it'll be an opportunity to meet teachers, to we may have a chance to kind of show some classrooms, share some videos from past events, things like that, and just answer questions too. It'll just be a nice question and answer session as well. Any family who even thinks they might be interested in TCLL or just wants to know more about it is welcome. It's 5:00 to 6:00 again next Wednesday, April 14th.
All right. Well, thank you very much, both of you, for joining us. Gonashchish.
Gonashchish.
All right. And that was Segut, Jessica Chester, and Molly Box. Molly is principal of Harborview Elementary, and Jessica Chester teaches language and culture there.